oftentimes after I finish reading the word, I just pause. I let it simmer. I let it meditate on my heart and really reflect on what are my takeaways? How can I apply this word? And a few days ago, I was reading in Isaiah and God used Judah's enemies to defeat his beloved Judah. So it was as if they were tearing his beloved down so God can come and rebuild. And I thought it was so powerful because we serve that same God. I may sometimes feel defeated for my enemies, but they really serve as lessons. From whatever I was missing, whatever whisper he tickled in my ear and I ignored, it came forth through my enemies. So are they my enemies or my friends? Because it really helps me. Yep, they're not my friends. Friends is defined differently, and that's a whole nother talk. But I thought it was profound. And there was also lessons within that, that some enemies will become allies, such as Egypt did in the chapter that I read, and Assyria. We never know the path in which we're walking down, but I believe the path that I'm walking down with every step, every person, every encounter, God is using it for his good, to teach me lessons through my quote-unquote enemies, and also to bless me with friends through my quote-unquote enemies. Everything works for his good, and I believe that. The question is, do you?